Adia Pai, Maya Adai and Pamphonette Buisa in many ways represent the bookends of island rugby. When two-time Island High School basketball MVP Pai graduated from Claremont Secondary in 2023 as a dual threat in rugby and hoops, observers noted it was only a matter of time before the 5'4" dynamo with the big game became a senior international. That moment will arrive next week when the Islander makes her senior national team debut at the 2024-25 World Series season opening Dubai Sevens, graduating from the Canada Games, FISU World University Games and the 2023 Youth Commonwealth Games in Trinidad and Tobago. University of Victoria Vikes player Adai will also be making her senior international debut in Dubai. The veteran Buisa, meanwhile, turns 28 next month and is a graduate of the UVic Vikes who played in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, 2022 Birmingham Commonwealth Games and won gold in the 2019 Lima Pan Am Games. She also has 9 caps for Canada in XVs and returns to the Sevens roster after being left off for Canada's run to the silver medal in the 2024 Paris Olympics. The roster brings a mix of players with considerable experience on the series and a group of incredibly talented, up-and-coming players, who could make their debut with Canada's Sevens team, Canadian head coach Jocelyn Berriot said in a statement. Only 4 medalists from the Paris Olympics are being brought back for Dubai. Carissa Norston from the UVic Vikes and Vikes alumnus Shalea Valenzuela along with Piper Logan and Asia Hogan Rochester. It's time to move on and look ahead to Los Angeles 2028, said new Canada head coach Berriot, who has succeeded Jack Hanratty. We are proud of our performance at the Paris Olympics, but to stay near the top, we need to solidify our foundations and keep the program successful over the next 4 years leading to the 2028 Olympic Games. The impact of U Sports is being felt as Pai led the UBC Thunderbirds to the National University XV's title this month with a victory in the championship game over Norston, Adai and the UVic Vikes. Canada will open pool play in the Dubai Sevens next Friday against Japan and Brazil before playing New Zealand next Saturday in a reprise of the gold medal game in the Paris Olympics. The team will stay together for the Cape Town Sevens on December 7th-8. The World Series will resume next year down under with the Perth Sevens on January 24th-26. The Canada Sevens will be held Feb 21-23 at BC Place. Men win RAN opener. The Canadian men began their climb back up the Rugby Sevens ladder Friday with a 29-0 victory over Guyana at the Rugby Americas North, RAN, Sevens in Trinidad. Relegated from the elite HSBC-SVNS circuit in June, the Canadians need to win the RAN Sevens in Arima, some 30 kilometers east of Port of Spain, to join World Rugby's second-tier World Challenger Series. The top 4 teams from the 3-event Challenger Series will face off against the bottom 4 from the HSBC-SVNS at the SVNS World Championships May 3-4 in Carson, California, in a promotion-relegation playoff. It'll happen quick, Canada coach Sean White said of the promotion push. Captain Elias Hancock scored 2 tries and David Richard, Thomas Isherwood and Kyle Tremblay added singles for Canada, which led 17-0 at the half Friday. Isherwood also kicked 2 conversions. The Canadians complete Pool A play today against Bermuda and Barbados. With files from the Canadian press.